One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC-TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? The average fan? I'm not the average fan. I'm a boxing writer. You're the average fan. You buy the pay-per-views. Let me know how you feel about the sport of boxing. Here is a toll-free phone line just for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, that's our live listening line. Today, on the guest list, of course, we'll bring in Tommy D. Tommy D will break down the weekend. Of course, the Oleg Usyk fight coming up next week with Daniel Dubois. We'll talk about that with Tommy D. The Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant will be here at 11:35. Of course, that's 35 minutes from now. Brent Carter will be here in hour number two talking about Brent Carter is the lead singer for the average white man. Used to be with Tower of Power, an epic singer without a doubt. But without a doubt, he's going to talk about black sports fans and how black sports fans and how they get their kicks. Stitch Duran will be here in hour number two as well. And get this, Ernie Shavers, Unplugged, the hardest puncher in the history of boxing. We'll hear from Ernie Shavers on today's show as well. That and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Once again, the open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated, but as you can see, never duplicated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time for some America, Pedro. Sports about that. Hey, baby!
The Wire-Haired Wonder, the King of Nap, that's what I call him. Of course, the world's greatest promoter, Don King. Wow, what can I say? Turns 92 today. I've got all kinds of Don King stories, some of which might get me blown off the air, but I'm going to say them anyway. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, 92 years old, came out of Cleveland, Ohio, part of the Cleveland Mafia, without a doubt. I remember what he said, they don't let N guys in the Mafia. They do let N guys in the Mafia if they're cool. Anyway, bottom line is, Don King ran the numbers game in Cleveland for a long time. Numbers is, it was an illegal lottery. You know how they have the Super Lotto now every night? They had the Super Lotto. They picked the numbers. Well, in the old days, Don King would hold the lottery. You would buy tickets, but the numbers you would buy would be like the first five races at Pimlico Racetrack or something like that. In other words, whatever the, like, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and whatever the numbers were for the horses that won those races, those were the winning numbers of Don King's daily lottery. But he threw that around for a long time. Of course, then he got in trouble in 1967 when he kicked a man to death. I can't remember what the guy's name was now, but the bottom, Sam Garrett, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, the cops rolled up on Don King as he was kicking some guy that owed him $600. Like, I think his name was Sam Garrett. And Don was kicking him, and the guy was pretty in bad shape. Guy was a dope fiend, all kinds of messed up, like, you know, 120-pound guy laying on the ground. So Don, the cops say, stop, stop, stop. And Don kicked him one more time, and that killed him. Of course, then he went to prison, like, for 5 years for that. Then the Ohio State governor pardoned him with a $250,000 gift. That's the way it went down. Bottom line is, Don King, of course, the world's greatest promoter, promoted all over the world. Had he not gotten that pardon, he would have never been able to promote all over the world. He wouldn't be able to travel, I'm telling you. So the bottom line is, Don King bought that. That was the best investment he ever had. $250,000 for a pardon, and of course, it got him, made him his empire. 1974, of course, Don Elbaum, the guy from Cleveland, Ohio, as well, is a good guy. He's 92 years old now as well, 93 years old. Of course, the oldest boxing promoter in the world, I think. At one point in time, Don Elbaum, he was like, in 1964, Joe Bird was on his card. Now, Joe Bird is the father of Chris Bird, and I can't remember where the other girl Bird was. So anyway, bottom line is, there was a bunch of the Bird families out of Flint, Michigan. Anyway, bottom line is, Elbaum had to step in to fight Joe Bird in Joe Bird's pro debut because of the fact that the opponent didn't show up. That's what a type of a guy Don Elbaum was. When Elbaum got Don King into boxing in 1974 with a celebrity exhibition. I think it was Muhammad Ali at some Cleveland hospital. That sort of started Don King's empire. Of course, he went to Zaire, Africa, and conned the president there, President Mobutu. He conned him out of $6.5 million, and of course, it bankrupted the country. But Mobutu thought that that Don King was going to turn like Zaire Africa into Palm Springs. You can't turn chicken soup into chicken spit. Okay, bottom line is, you know what I'm trying to say there, backwards. At the end of the day, of course, Don did his thing down there. Of course, George Foreman lost the heavyweight championship to Muhammad Ali. Of course, Ali coming back in the eighth round, winning that fight. Of course, George Foreman roped the dope on the ropes, call it what you want. But the bottom line is, that was history. But that's how Don King got into the sport of boxing. Then, since then, of course, he's been on top for the most part until the last 10 or 15 years. Of course, his adversary, his main counterpart, Bob Arum, is still kicking ass. I think Bob Arum is pound for pound the greatest promoter of all time. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Happy birthday, Don King. Let's go to the East Coast to bring in, of course, my man, Tommy D. What's up, my brother? How are you?
Hey, what is good, Pedro? What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Of course, you know, I'm going to play this clip and you ready to roll that clip? Let's roll this clip. Bottom line is, we're talking about Canelo Alvarez, of course, being challenged by, guess who? Terrence Crawford.
From 147 to 168, and the win become undisputed? Wow.
I want to go up to 68. So,
yeah.
So who would you fight at 68? Canelo?
If he win, or wow. Charlo, the winner.
Wow. That would be crazy.
I want to be three-time undisputed.
I don't need to take that fight because then everybody's going to say, this is too small, it's too small, it's too small. And then, you know, he need to enjoy his fight.
Okay,
he deserves it. He deserves it. I like Spence, but, I like Spence and all the respect for him and everything, but I knew. I think it's the type of fight Terrence Crawford is different. 168, but like I say, like he say, nobody's gonna give me credit for
that. Thank you very much.
Canelo Alvarez trying to get out of a Terrence Crawford fight, no doubt about that. Listen, Canelo doesn't want to fight anybody, really. He's fighting Charlo. Of course, Charlo was like the second mm-hmm. Charlo. Originally, he wanted the unprepared Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo, thought to be a better fighter. The 154-pound Charlo takes a lot of punches. Is that the way you got it down there, Thomas Dillamuth, that the 154-pound Charlo takes more?
Yeah, that's how I see it. I mean, I like Jamel. Jamel's the 154-pound undisputed champion. You know, I like him a lot, and he really feels confident in his own power. But, you know, when fighters do that, they kind of, you know, they like to engage more, and that leaves them open. And you know, and he's been, you know, getting hit a lot in his last few fights. Now, mind you, he's beating every guy he's ever faced, right? You know, his only loss was Tony Harrison, and he avenged that loss, and, you know, in great fashion by stopping him. So, mm-hmm. you know. I think it's going to be a great fight. I think he's up for the task. You know, my only fear with with Mel is that if he engages, he's going to now get hit by somebody that's about 180 pounds in the ring. You know, and I don't think he's never been hit by somebody with that.
No, I get big. That, but it's not a real 180 pounds. In other words, you know, he's still the 147, 150-pound guy that turned pro. I mean, granted, he's put on weight and he's grown a little bit, but he's not mm-hmm. really 168-pounder or 175-pounder. He's a small guy at those weights. So I would think that him taking on Charlo, of course, the 154-pound Charlo, everybody says the smaller Charlo. Bottom line is mm-hmm. he may be the gamer Charlo of the two, and, of course, he's a more dedicated, without a doubt. And when it comes to careers, the other Charlo seems to be a flake.
Yeah, Mel seems to be more disciplined. He's taking it more seriously. While Maul, he's been out of the game for, 2.5 years now. You know, he's got some mental issues. You know, the thing I like about Maul is Maul's, you know, he's a powerful guy. He can bang, but he's also pretty good defensively. You know, he doesn't get hit, you know, as much.
Okay. Wow. Somebody shot me a text here. Do you think it helps Francis Ngannou that Mike Tyson's training him? Does that give an air of credibility to Francis Ngannou, or is he just going to get beat up by Tyson Fury?
I think it gives a little bit of credibility, you know what I'm saying, because he's in there with a professional, a former champion, a Hall of Fame fighter. But I'm not sure how much that's going to help. You know, fighting in the octagon.
Will you give me the odds?
The odds, I think.
No. What I meant was, if we bet, will you give me the odds? We'll bet a dollar. Will you give me the odds on that?
I'll give you the odds on that.
Okay, I think it's 4-1. 3 or 4-1. Bottom line is, I think Ngannou's got a real shot. In fact, let me tell you like this. He can punch like Mike Tyson. He can throw 10-inch right hands, okay? And he can hurt guys. He can knock guys out. Tyson Fury's been knocked down before. Of course, the epic knockdown with Deontay Wilder when we thought he was like the Undertaker, WWE style. He was dead, and he woke up his eyes. Referee Jack Reese didn't call him on that one, didn't call the fight. He got up and finished. Of course, that was probably one of the greatest comebacks of all time. I mean, the guy was – he was, for all purposes, snoring.
I mean, he was done. And then, you know, any other ref might have just stopped it right there as soon as he hit the canvas. But he came back up, and he actually looked like he might have won that round, you know, the way he put on the last, like, 30 seconds of that round.
Okay, I got to kick a guy on his birthday. But Tony Weeks had his birthday a couple days ago. Of course, the Las Vegas-based referee. I'm still kicking him in the teeth over that Raleigh Romero fight a couple of weeks ago. Remember when he stopped that fight when the other guy was winning?
Oh, that was terrible. Yeah. You know what I was saying? I was joking around with some of my friends about that. I think when Tony Weeks saw this guy, he thought he saw an older man in there, and he kind of felt bad. And, you know, maybe, you know, his mind told him he's got to stop this, because there was no reason why he should have stopped that fight. The other guy was beating Romero easy, too.
You know, and Raleigh's the guy they want to win. The boxing establishment, of course, team Money Mayweather wants him to win, because he always talks a good game. If he doesn't win it, he talks it.
He promotes a good fight, you know. He promotes. He talks. He talks about everybody pretty much, you know. So he's going to bring money to, you know, to the fight just with his, you know, promoting and his mouth alone.
Okay. I keep saying there was something wrong with Errol Spence. Gary Russell Jr. said there was something wrong with Errol Spence. Errol Spence had no reflexes. He had no legs. He didn't even stand up right, man. Why is it? How come I'm the only one seeing that?
I think a lot of people seeing that. I've seen that as well. Take it from me. I picked Spence to beat Crawford all the way up to the fight. I did not like his body language at the weigh-in. I didn't like his body language walking into the ring. You know, and I was in a room with a bunch of, you know, Crawford supporters. Not that I'm not a Crawford supporter, but I thought Spence was the bigger guy, and I thought Spence, you know, fought the better competition. I thought he was going to give him a better run, but he did not look good. And I wanted to switch my pick. So I feel like there is something that I feel like there is something wrong with Spence.
Well, no, Spence was
his reflexes.
Tommy D. Spence was in the fight until the bell rang.
Until the bell, yeah, he was until the bell rang, and he had no reflexes. He didn't look balanced at all. No equilibrium. You know, he looked off.
Reflexes, coordination. We go on and on and on. Bottom line is, were you impressed with Anthony Joshua last week?
No, I wasn't. I thought that he should have got that guy out of there within three rounds. He was hesitant. He seemed like he didn't want to engage much. You know, he got a bloody mouth from the fight. I really wasn't, you know, and that's the same thing with Joshua over the last few fights. He doesn't really engage like when he first came on the scene. You know, he was coming in there looking to knock guys out. Now he's like, he's trying to box more, and I get it. And maybe he wants to get more rounds in, but he just seemed a little bit too hesitant for me.
The Gunshot, Anthony Joshua. Tommy D, have a great week. We'll talk next week, my brother. All the best.
You got it, bro. Thank you.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He's our shot caller on Sundays now. Of course, about Tommy D. Larry Merchant appears in 15 minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
The doctor is in the house. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We're not going to talk much MMA today, of course. I shouldn't say hate. I despise Dana White. I just do. I think he's the worst person in the world. Every day of the year. I do. I think that way. Because the bottom line is, he pimps people off. People get hurt when they're involved with him. Now, I know this is a hurting game, MMA, right? But the bottom line is, they get hurt. They get hurt for peanuts. In other words, Dana's making billions, and they're making peanuts. Bottom line is, I got a problem with that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Wow. I guess about 6 or 7 years ago, I sat down with Ernie Shavers. Ernie Shavers was the hardest puncher in the heavyweight division, of course, in the history of the heavyweight division. Muhammad Ali told me he hit much harder than George Foreman. George Foreman told me he was the hardest hitter of all time. Every heavyweight I talked to said that Ernie Shavers was the hardest hitter of all time. Now, we go back in time and go unplug me and Ernie Shavers. I think it was about 2016. I am honored, folks, with the presence of my next guest. Of course, he is called the Acorn, the Black Destroyer. I call him Ernie Shavers. Ernie, how's life treating you, my brother?
Life is great. And the fight game, I'm a lot of from business wise. I'm well known worldwide. I travel all over the world. I stay quite busy.
74-14 with one draw. Let's talk about your boxing career before we get into Ernie Shavers 2017. Larry Holmes told me one time, me and Larry were kicking it in Antigua. You know where Antigua is? It's one of the islands out there in the Caribbean.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah. So me and Larry are kicking it on the beach, and I'm saying, you know, what's it like, man? I mean, you know, fighting these dudes. You fought some bad dudes. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know. I said, Larry, you know, the only time I ever got knocked down in a fight was when I didn't see a punch coming. He said, yeah. He goes, that applies with everybody. I said, with everybody except one person. I said, who's that? He goes, Ernie Shavers. He goes, you can see the punch coming, but it don't matter. You're probably going down. You hit that hard, man.
Yeah, I was a tremendous puncher. See, I grew up on a farm doing bales of hay. We had an old wooden furniture, did a lot of chopping trees down for the cold, from the cold. So they built up my leg and back myself where the power come from.
Interesting. But, you know, when, how can I put this? Holmes told me you hit hard. I was with Ali in Macau on a couple of different occasions and this and that. And we talked about hard punches, this and that. And he said Ernie Shavers, and Ali wasn't the most vocal guy in the world in 1994, but he just rolled his eyes anytime I mentioned your name, man. Keep him away from me. Keep Ernie Shavers away from me. Ernie, I mean, they loved you, but they didn't want you around.
Well, I got along with Ali. Ali and Larry both were good to me. Mm-hmm. Ali, let me use his training camp to prepare for Jimmy Hall's fight and three other fights. Larry always worked for me. Well, I need sparring partners.
Interesting. So what was who got you started in boxing? Who was a manager? I can't think of his name right now. A little short guy. He fought. He used to fight back in the day as well. I can't think of his name. Who am I thinking of?
Pedro Tomes.
No. The little Jewish cat. The little Jewish cat that was with Don King. Remember, he lost you to Don King in a contract dispute or something like that? You know what I'm talking about.
But he didn't get me started. That guy didn't get me started. Pedro Tomei got me started.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Don guy did work for me while I got in the fight game. But Pedro Tomei, I didn't know how, that's who started me in 70, like in 1967.
Okay. When you hit people and they fall the way they did, What did that say to you? You realize early on that you could punch, but when you could punch harder than any man in the history of the heavyweight division, and that's how you're regarded as the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. George Foreman has told me that. Muhammad Ali has told me that. Larry Holmes has told me that. If those three guys tell me that, I'm going to believe them. You are the hardest puncher in heavyweight history.
Well, see, I grew up on a farm, see. I did a lot of hard work. We did a lot of chopping trees, throwing bales of hay, pounding bags of wheat, and that made me become a hard puncher or develop my back and leg muscle where the power come from. So when I started boxing, I'm a natural puncher then. It taught me how to punch correctly.
You know, they put guys that aren't even boxers in the world in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, like Sylvester Stallone. He's an actor. They put him in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. They got boxing writers they put in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. You're the hardest puncher in heavyweight history, in the history of the game, in the history of Marcus of Queensbury rules, in the history of boxing, in the history of martial arts. You are the hardest hitter ever. You belong in that Hall of Fame, man, just as much as those other guys do.
Let me tell you why I'm not in it, sir. I'm in a couple of Hall of Fames. I just won one last year. I see the Hall of Fame, they contacted me, want me to come in. I didn't want to do it. I felt so much. I wouldn't go up there and sign autographs and work 3 or 4 days. I don't want to do it. Hall of Fame, that means nothing to me. God knows, punch hard, that's all I need to know.
But you know what? Boxing fans, I think, they feel that you deserve your props, and that's where your props would come.
Well, sir, can I tell you something? I'm in 2 or 3 Hall of Fame, and Hall of Fame doesn't mean nothing to me. The world knows it. The fighters know it. That's all that counts.
Well, we put you in the Ring Talk Hall of Fame. No doubt about that, man. The hardest puncher, pound for pound, in the entire world. Now, Ernie Shavers, Larry Holmes said that he could see your punch coming and still get knocked down. How can I put this? I told you earlier, I've never been knocked down by a punch that I saw coming, so I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was like to be able to see a punch, because when you can see a punch, I don't know about you, but when you can see a punch coming, you can sort of like stand up to it. For some reason, you could take it. But when you can't see a punch coming, it's like, man, things happen.
Well, see, I'm such a powerful puncher, and I punch a lot harder and faster than most people believe. It caught a lot of big up slow. I had a lot of speed.
Yep.
And a lot of power. That's what I knocked him out with.
74-14, 68 knockouts, considered the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. Of course, he told us how he got that punching power. Now, what is life like for Ernie Shavers 2017?
Life is great. I'm known worldwide. I used to go to Europe. I work in Europe. I work all over America. I got 4 or 5 meetings coming up now. I'm leaving out this weekend. So I do a lot of traveling. I do a lot of work.
Ernie, you got to get me some work. You're doing all this work. You got to get me some work.
Well, see, the fight game is so good to me, and I treat people fair. See, Archie Moore, Sugar Ray Robinson, Rocky Marciano, all those guys told me what to do when I retired. How to treat people and how to care of myself. I do it, and they're working for me.
You know, I got to work with two of those guys. Of course, the great Ray Robinson, Warren Walker Smith. He and I spent much of a weekend together, the Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran weekend in June of 1984. He was staying in the hotel room across from me in the old Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. So I got to spend some time with him. And, you know, man, he wasn't only the greatest in the ring as far as pound for pound is concerned, but he was an outstanding man as far as outside the ring is concerned. He really knew boxing. He knew more about society and people than you can imagine for a prize fighter. He was well-versed and a very articulate man.
Oh, yeah. I met him here in Las Vegas. He gave me some good advice. I listened to it, and it worked out well.
Well, that's good. Anyway, what are you doing this week? What's Ernie Shavers doing this week?
Well, I go back to work next week. I'll be up in somewhere out midway west. Some person out there.
Okay.
Then I got three or four places lined up now to make appearances. I do autograph signing and stuff like that. So I stay quite busy.
Okay. When you look at the, I'm gonna hit you with a hard question here. 111 National Football League players were tested that died recently, and they were tested in after they were dead for their brains as far as brain damage was concerned, and all, 110 out of 111 of them came up with this severe brain damage called CTE. Now, boxers come up with that a lot less. Is that, if I had to, believe it or not, I know I boxed, but if I played football as well, but if I had to send my kid in a direction, I wouldn't send him in the direction of football. Believe it or not, I'd opt out for boxing instead. I think it's less dangerous.
But can I tell you something?
Huh?
I played high school football.
Mm-hmm.
Football is that's a tough sport. Compared to boxing, it's much tougher than boxing. I mean, I enjoyed it while I was playing it, but it's a tough sport. I thank God that I did play when I started boxing. When I got tired from working hard, I thought about football days, I kept it on going.
Wow. Well, Ernie, we wish you the very best of luck and continued success in your future. And, of course, I think the Kentucky Boxing Hall of Fame is talking about inducting you, and I think they should. I think every Boxing Hall of Fame around the world should induct the Acorn, the Black Destroyer, the great Ernie Shavers, the man that put people on their butts. And guess what? They all knew it. They had been hit by Ernie Shavers, and life was never the same after that. So we thank you so much for spending some time with us today, man, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you, man.
The great Ernie Shavers. Man, we go back to 2017 on that one. Of course, the Ring Talk Archives, the puncher Ernie Shavers, the Black Acorn, the Dark Destroyer, call him what you want, but the bottom line is he was the hardest puncher in boxing history. In fact, Ali told me that, take it back, Larry Holmes told me that, you know, listen, every punch I saw coming at me in 52 amateur fights, I could take. It was the punches I didn't see coming that dropped me. I got dropped by hooks, okay? So you get dropped by hooks. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you can see a punch coming right at you, except with Larry Holmes and Ernie Shavers, they still got knocked out. Doesn't matter if you saw it coming at you, it knocked you out. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
The mouth that roared, the king of nap. Of course, Don King, 92nd birthday day. May he have a happy birthday. Of course, him residing in Florida. He went down to Florida to escape lawsuits. That's why he went to Florida. Lower Florida's got some great laws down there as far as protecting people and their asses. Of course, Don King was getting sued left and right back in the 80s and 90s, so he moved to Florida. Straight up, we go from Don King to the retired HBO godfather in Santa Monica. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. And Larry, is it raining?
It's raining lightly. The storm hasn't struck yet here.
Okay, but see, I was worried about people flooding in down there in Santa Monica, but you're on the 25th floor. I don't have to worry about that, do I?
Well, I hope not. Because if we're flooded, a lot of other people are going to be flooded.
You know, in 1984, I met the man born Walker Smith Jr. I talk about Ray Robinson. Of course, they say he was a pound-for-pound greatest fighter of all time, but spent some time with him, and you got to see him a lot earlier than I do. What was your? How did talk to me about Ray Robinson?
Well, when I was a boy, I used to listen to his fights on the radio and read about him. And when I was 26 years old in 1957, I covered a big fight at Yankee Stadium with Ray Robinson. And who am I thinking about, Pedro?
Basilio. Basilio.
And Carmen Basilio.
Yeah.
And Basilio was largely a welterweight, mm-hmm. while at that stage of his career, Ray Robinson was a middleweight. And Basilio was wiry and really strong and tough, and he actually beat Robinson, who was then, I think, around 36 or 37 years old, which was really old in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later, I went to Chicago for the rematch, and Robinson gave him a boxing lesson and drew a huge welt over one of Basilio's eyes, and Robinson just worked on that welt for the look seemed like most of the fight.
Okay, well, you know, Basilio insulted me a couple of times on the air, and I think he insulted me in person. Was he a jerk all around, or was he just did he just do that to me?
No, I have seen and heard of other jerky things. he did.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he insulted my mother one time. I couldn't believe it. I said, what? Anyway, bottom line is, of course, we're talking about the former welterweight champion, Carmen Basilio, the onion farmer, I think, from upstate New York. Now, Ray Robinson, when you saw him in 1957, he was an old guy, but yet he plugged on, and of course, he ended up 174-19, got stopped that one time against Joey Maxim. Joey Maxim told me that Joey Maxim was a light heavyweight champion at that point in time. Of course, it was like 110-degree heat or something like that. And Joey said it wasn't the heat that got Ray Robinson, it was the heat that Joey was bringing to him. How much of that is true?
Well, Joey Maxim was a very good boxer, and he was a naturally bigger man and a younger man. I listened to that fight on the radio, and the impression I got was that Robinson was winning the fight when he had to retire because of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he actually was winning or not, but the fact that he would take on a really good boxer like Maxim that late in his career was just another highlight of a great fighter's
career. I was at an old-timers event in Las Vegas, and he was there, Basilio was there, Robinson was there, Alexis Arguello was there. Alexis took off his shirt and boxed an exhibition. I mean, those were the late 1980s. Those were good times. That was the super era of boxing, I think.
I don't know. I think back earlier in the 20th century, boxing was even bigger than it was then.
Mm-hmm.
Ali was credited with helping to restore boxing by that time. But Robinson came up during the great years of boxing when it was second only to baseball as a major sport.
You know, I'm going to have a guest on in hour number two, Brent Carter, the current lead singer for the Average White Band, a former Tower of Power lead. But he's going to talk about where black sports fans are spending their money these days, and they're not really spending them at boxing matches. Now, back to Ray Robinson. When I met him in 1984, he told me, I said to him, talk to me about Ray Charles Leonard. What do you think of Ray Charles Leonard? He goes, well, I'm honored that he would be Sugar Ray after me. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I go, well, talk to me about Ray. Give me Ray. He goes, well, Ray Leonard is a faster, harder-hitting version of me at 147 pounds. Is that the ultimate compliment?
Yes. I don't know if he was just being kind or being accurate, watching the next generation of fighters come along. But I had heard that Robinson said that, and I just take it for what it is. He admired Ray Leonard a lot.
You know, speaking of Ray Leonard, of course, he broke his teeth, I think, with the first Roberto Duran fight there in June of 1980, losing a 15-round decision. Of course, unanimous nod, came back in the No Mas rematch. From that point forward, of course, was Ray Charles Leonard. But that really was a comeuppance. That was a learning lesson for him. I mean, some guys get the snot kicked out of them and they're done. Not Ray Charles Leonard. He came back stronger than ever after that one.
Well, it's a mark of his career that he would fight Duran. Was that his first pro fight or his
no?
Second
I think
or fifth?
I think that was his first. It was he was defending the title at welterweight. He had won the welterweight championship and he defended against a lightweight champion coming up at 147 pounds. Of course, Duran was a monster at that point in time. Nobody, Antonio Cervantes would not fight him at 140. That's why he never stopped at junior welterweight.
Well, at that time there was still questions about Ray Leonard and whether he really was an elite all-time fighter, and in losing to Duran, he gained a lot of credit because he was fighting Duran toe-to-toe over the late rounds, and won some of those rounds. So instead of being early in his career being sheltered from any serious opponents, he wanted to already start to fight them as soon as he got out of the 1976 Olympics.
Of course. I remember the Andy Price fight. I remember Marvin Gaye saying, I think Marvin Gaye bet $25,000 on Andy Price, and Ray Leonard knocked, that was Marvin Gaye's fighter, and Ray Leonard knocked him out in one round. Marvin Gaye didn't know too much about boxing, Godfather. He was in Detroit, and Emmanuel Stewart told me the story. He was in Detroit working out in the gym. He thought he was going to become the next middleweight champion of the world. He was sparring with some guy, and some guy put him to sleep. I mean, he was like snoring for like 4 or 5 minutes, so he retired at that point in time. But Marvin and boxing didn't work.
Well, he was a boxing fan. Let's say he was an elite boxing fan.
Without a doubt. We used it when we went across the pond to China, and we did the brawl in the brawl at the wall in 1993. We used the Marvin Gaye National Anthem. Of course, that was one of the epic versions of the National Anthem. Now, Ray Charles Leonard, all fighters come back too many times. He said he wasn't going to do it. He kept telling me, Pedro, I'm not going to do it. I got him on tape. Pedro, I'm not going to do it. Why is the allure so great? Is it the money, or is it the quest for greatness, or is it a combination of the both?
Well, it's a combination of both, but they may miss being in the spotlight. They may love the idea of being in competition. But I'm sure there was a pretty good paycheck at the end of it all.
Okay. Question. What is the what's the former HBO president doing? What's Seth Abraham doing these days?
Well, Seth is retired. He's got a family. And hold on. I'm getting some signals here.
The Godfather's getting some signals. You got to go?
Well, I don't know if it's an emergency yet, but they're trying to tell me something. But Seth Abraham is a close friend of mine. He has a beautiful family, and he's basically retired.
You know, he took care of me, right?
No.
Yeah, he took care of me. I almost want to get teary eyed about that. I mean, there was a point in time where he was getting me every time HBO went on the air, I was getting $2,000.
Well, good for you and good for him.
He was a wonderful man. And then at one time he called me a minch, and I got all freaked out. I mean, oh, you called me what? He did it with a smile, and I didn't know it was like the Italian way of telling you something with a smile they were going to kill you. So I didn't know. Then I found out later that a minch was like a noble person.
A good person, yes.
A good person. So how are you doing? What are you going to do this week? Of course, are you you'll be locked up by the storm for the next couple of days or what?
I don't know. You know, I had I'll call it a nose job, but not the kind of nose job you worry about. They found some bad stuff in my nose, and I'm still wearing bandages, and I have a follow-up appointment on, Tuesday, but they guaranteed me as much as they could that my nose would still be my nose when it was all over.
You know, as we all grow older, I mean, every day, Godfather, he who fails to plan is planning to fail. And I sort of planned, I tried to plan for old age. Did you plan for old age? Did you sort of like say, this is how I'm going to do certain things? And did you plan for
it? No, I just kept going. And I retired from HBO. I retired from HBO, and I retired from my professional life, although I did a few things here and there, and became a family man in Southern California.
Do you miss being the man? Because you were the guy as far as boxing was. I mean, the number one guy. You were it. Talk to me. You miss that role?
I never felt that. That, you know, I was part of a terrific team.
Without a doubt.
With Jim Lampley, and who was our quarterback, and
Emmanuel Stewart, Roy Jones, Harold Letterman,
George Foreman. And I was part of it, and I was happy to be part of it. Behind the scenes, because I had a journalistic background as a writer, I did much of my work by influencing how we were going to show the show,
mm-hmm.
and how we're going to launch it, and so forth and so on. But I never felt that I was some kind of superstar. I know that I was part of a great team.
Well, everybody looked to you, whether they liked you, loved you, or hated you. They all looked to you. Bottom line is, last story I want us to go with here is, I used to call Harold Letterman the biggest drug dealer in boxing.
Because he was a druggist.
Because he was a pharmacist, exactly. But some people would like freak out. Go, yeah, we'll go to the biggest drug dealer. Oh, my God, drug dealer? No, he was a pharmacist. I really miss Harold. You know, one last thought. One of the last times I saw Harold, we were at a fight, and people were people wanted to take pictures with him, and the HBO limousine was there to take him away, and he told the limo guy, go do your thing, I'll go back with Pedro, and he signed autographs for another 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, he was the first one in and the last one out.
Yeah.
He loved the fight scene and did it for I don't know, a half a century. He was a one of a kind. And by the way, I want to give credit to our boxing producer,
Ross Greenberg,
who put this team together.
Yeah, and Harold Letterman judged his first professional fight in 1967. Larry, have a wonderful week. Kiss the Godmama for me and stay dry.
I'll try. You
the retired HBO Godfather, my main man, Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Straight up, of course, that is the wire-haired wonder himself, Don King, talking about me at the Times Square gym. What happened was I lit up a couple sparring partners there. One of them was not Saul Mambi. I did spar with Mambi, but not that day. Bottom line is I lit up a couple guys that were easy to light up, and Don said to me, "Whoa, why don't you turn pro?" Man, I was retired from boxing 3 years ago. I'm just doing this for kicks. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring. That was like 1989, 1990. I think I retired in 88. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and MMA. Let me remind you, of course, after the biased news at the top of the hour, of the Sports Byline Hour, of course, we will go delve into hour number two and Stitch Duran, of course, the cut man to the stars, the most famous cut man going. I mean, Stitch. You talk about cut man, you talk about Stitch. Anyway, bottom line is, it used to be Eddie the Clot, Aliano, and people like that, cut men like that. But, of course, Stitch is a new generation of cut man. We'll talk about him, of course, in the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. He's number one in that. And we'll delve into the world of why do black people where are they going for their kicks in sports? That's the question I'm going to have to Brent Carter. Of course, Brent Carter being the lead singer of the Average White Band, former Tower of Power lead singer, man knows his stuff without a doubt. But I'm asking why. I mean, where are black fans going to get their sports kicks? We'll talk about that and more in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Bailey Peck is behind the desk there, the impeccable one, kicking ass, no doubt about that. Pound for pound, we're kicking ass straight up. Hour number two, right after the news, of course, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forest Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes, and of course, WBC-TV and VEV-TV. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated.
News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
I'm pretty worried, yeah.
Southern California is bracing for impact as Hurricane Hillary approaches, including that Palm Springs resident who has been filling sandbags in her neighborhood. Hillary is starting to weaken as it gets closer to California.
National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says that heavy rainfall is expected in a big area of Southern California.
We really need people to get their supplies, get situated, get settled, and then stay there.
Forecasters say 5 to 8 foot seas are expected along with the heavy rainfall. The National Weather Service also says that strong winds will cause hazardous seas, which could capsize or damage vessels. And a quick historical note for you, the last tropical storm to make landfall in Southern California was at Long Beach in 1939. I'm Ryan Baker.
Search and rescue efforts continue on the Hawaii island of Maui. As officials say, the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114.
Hawaii First Lady Jamie Green had a hard time holding back her emotions when talking about the lives lost.
Tragically, it took less than a single day for us to lose Lahaina in the deadliest fire our country has seen in more than a century.
Governor Josh Green has vowed to rebuild Lahaina.
Lahaina will rise again. Let me be clear. Lahaina belongs to its people, and we are committed to rebuilding and restoring it the way they want it.
More than 1,000 people remain missing as crews continue to search through the rubble and ash. I'm John Schaefer.
Wildfires in Canada have evacuated tens of thousands of people. A blaze near the city of Kelowna is destroying properties. Another is raging in the Northwest Territories in the city of Yellowknife. The province of British Columbia is under a state of emergency. More than 50,000 people are under evacuation orders. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Spain is your World Cup victors, taking their first women's world title with a 1-0 victory over England this morning in Sydney. Russia's first lunar mission since 1976 has crashed into the moon. Roscosmos says it lost contact with the Luna 25 spacecraft late last night and that it spun out of control and crashed into the moon as it was preparing for a pre-landing orbit. Nissan is recalling thousands of sedans due to a problem that can cause drivers to steer out of control.
Over the weekend, the car manufacturer announced over 236,000 Sentra sedans may have weak front suspension tie rods that could bend or break and cause a loss of steering control. Nissan expects to have replacement parts available in a few months and will contact owners of the affected 2020 to 2022 models in October. Any Sentra owners who feel their steering is unstable are advised to contact a local dealer who will replace the car's tie rods for free. I'm Chris Caraccio.
How do Americans feel when it comes to student loan debt?
Nearly half of borrowers from our survey say that student loan debt is a national crisis.
Analyst Sarah Foster with Bankrate says their survey found that only a third of Americans say they think student loan borrowers should be responsible for paying back their debt. About half of those say they don't think the federal government is doing enough to provide financial assistance. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated but never duplicated. This is hour number 2, of course, of the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. If you didn't know that, bottom line is, of course, I'm an award-winning writer, 4-time Golden Glove champion. I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan, you know more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour. That's right, the toll-free listener line. You want to jump in, you can. You ready? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we're going to delve into a little culture. I'll bring in Brent Carter, of course, the average white band singer, AWB, what they call him, of course. They're originally out of Glasgow, Scotland, but Brent's out of Atlanta, GA. Bottom line is Brent was the former lead singer of Tower of Power. I've known him now about 30 years, and we will talk about the what black sports fans are doing with their sports dollar. We'll talk about that in depth. Of course, sometimes they're not going to fight. Sometimes they are. Are they supporting boxing? Are they supporting NBA, baseball, NFL? We'll talk about that and more with Brent Carter. At 40 minutes past the hour, I'll bring in the premier cut man to the stars. We'll talk about boxing and MMA's very own Jacob Stitch Duran. Of course, he and I go back better than half a century. I kid you not. Half a century. He was working my corner, I think, when I was 12 or 13 years old. Bottom line is Stitch knows boxing. We'll talk with boxing with Stitch. Of course, at 40 minutes past here. Open phone lines around the planet. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And after the break, I'm going to go to a picture of Rocky Marciano. I think he was a left-hander. You know, everybody was, when I started boxing, Eddie Machen, who fought Sonny Liston, he taught me how to box. And he taught me how to box right-handed. I was left-handed, but he wanted me to box right-handed. He didn't want me boxing left-handed. I didn't learn how to box left-handed until Hector Martinez showed me like 10, 15 years. Bottom line is, they didn't want southpaws. I think Marciano might have been a southpaw. They didn't want him. Bottom line is, we'll show a picture of him eating spaghetti with his left hand. That means he's left-handed. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. The impeccable one, take it away.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
Of course, Don King talking about Obamacare. Obamacare, of course, is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the United States. Why do I say that? Because more people have medical care now than ever did before. More poor people, more people, middle-class people. I'm trying to tell you, if in California, of course, everybody's entitled to medical care, that's one good thing about the Golden State. We're all entitled to medical care. Of course, the taxes are higher, but guess what? We have good medical care, and that is important without a doubt. We are trying to get Brent Carter on the line, of course, as I speak, of course, the former lead singer for the Tower of Power, current guy for AWB, on the line. Brent Carter, where are you at today?
What's going on, brother? I'm in Jersey. We were in New York for a couple of nights. And last night, we were with After 7 and War in New Jersey.
So is we being the Average White Band or Brent Carter and Friends?
We being Average White Band. But I'm Brent Carter, and I was definitely with some friends last night.
Okay. You know, the Average White Band, they started in Glasgow, Scotland, and what was sort of funny was I was the boxing columnist for the Glasgow Sunday Post for like 15 years. I mean, and I was...
Get out of here.
Yeah,
and I was... They're really into their boxing over there.
Yeah,
really,
I used to send them a column via fax, and they would send me a couple $100 every now and then, but the bottom line is, I remember that was like my first international gig. It was faxing them once a week.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Have you ever been over there?
No, I've been to the UK, but I haven't been to Scotland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you'll dig it. And they are really serious about their boxing over there. I was surprised at how much and how intense they are about it over there.
Well, Marcus of Queensbury, of course, that's where it all came. That's where it all started.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got to ask you this. You know, as a boxing promoter, I promoted a couple of fight cards in the past. And I used to count. I'm so anal that I actually count the people. I only had a small arena, 1,500 people, but I actually counted each person in the crowd. I counted the sections. And when I counted them, I took notes as to what ethnic group they were. And I was noting that even though I had a lot of black fighters on the card, only 8% of the people that were buying tickets were black. So what I'm trying to ask you is, if that was the 90s, where are black people getting their kicks with their sports fan with their sports money? Where are they spending it?
Well, just demographic things change, and it's in basketball. It's, you know, if you had gone to a baseball game in the 50s, or say even in the 40s, when black people weren't, you know, allowed to play in the major leagues, black people still went to see major league games, and they supported the Negro leagues. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, black people, you know, spent a good amount of money in baseball, but now, it's just changed. There aren't a lot of black people spending that dollar in Major League Baseball, and they're probably spending it more in at mixed martial arts and basketball and football. Some of the reasons, you know, are obvious, because that used to be the way of climbing out of the ghetto, you know, being a boxer, which is why in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s you had great boxers that were Jewish, Italian, Irish and black, because they were all poor immigrants, you know, and new to the country. That was a way to fight your way out of the ghetto. So the greatest athletes were going to boxing, but the greatest athletes now, you know, go to basketball. And think about it. If you're a top 50 basketball player in the United States, number 50, you're making $25 or $30 million a year. If you're a number 50 boxer in the world, you're working as a maintenance guy and fighting in a club on a Friday night, you know, seriously, and trying to get some sponsorship so that you can make a dollar. And that's just, you know, that's just the reality of the situation.
You know, somebody said to me, you know, in the past, of course, we've had, when the greats have clashed with each other, regardless of the skin color, of course, black on black, I'm talking about Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns back in 81, Ollie Frazier, Ollie Foreman. Of course, the world came together for that, and they did. But when they've got two guys that are not really known guys, like Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, they didn't seem to rally around that fight like they should have. Am I right?
I think so, but I also think it's just a matter of it's changing times, And kids didn't grow up today looking at boxing like we did. So the whole landscape is different. It's just like with other things, like with bands today. If you ask somebody who's 21 years old what their favorite band is, they might tell you Eminem. If you ask somebody our age who their favorite band is, they have 15 bands because they grew up listening to bands. They grew up watching bands on Rock Kirshner's Don concert, a rock concert. You know, there was all that. You know, they grew up with bands. Today, you know, they didn't grow up watching that. They grew up listening to different things, and they didn't grow up looking at boxing. It's, you know, there aren't the huge personalities in boxing. You know, it's not in front of their faces like it was when we were growing up.
Switching gears just for a second to the world of music. Now that the internet has taken over the world of music to an extent, Prince said Prince hated the internet. Can recording artists make any money anymore?
You're asking the wrong person. I mean, I still think people make most of their money now. You have to do it doing live concerts.
Touring.
You still have these guys who are making a couple hundred million dollars. You know, some rappers and Taylor Swift. But most of that is, I mean, look at the price of a ticket now. You probably have some old ticket stubs from the Fillmore, you know, where you could see three or four bands for $20. But now one ticket to see one band or one group that you like is $500-$700, which to me is just insane.
Bruno Mars, like, yeah. Baby. Bruno Mars is going to be he's gonna be happening this Friday night in Las Vegas at the MGM Park, I believe, and my attorney's buying me a ticket.
How much are the tickets, you know?
Probably a grand.
Damn. Yeah, if somebody could somehow get Donnie Hathaway back alive, that's the only person I'd pay to see that. I can't even imagine paying $1,000 to see anybody sing.
You know, I'll put it this way: I pay. Listen, I think if they after knowing you as long as I have, or since 1995, and I think I'd pay a lot of money to go see you sing.
I appreciate it. And let me tell you what, Bruno Mars was worth every dime. We were with him in Scotland, as a matter of fact, a couple of years ago. That boy is the sure enough truth. He can sing, he can dance, he plays all the instruments, and he's not, people just think of him kind of as a pop guy. He is an incredible artist. He's one of the best to ever do it. He really is. And people, in about 15 or 20 years, you know, people will recognize, not that he's just a great pop guy, but people are going to recognize what a great, great super talent he is.
Longevity. I mean, he's been cranking out records, gold records, since 2008.
Exactly. But the dude, I mean, we did a show with him. I saw the guy dancing, I mean, getting it in, and then singing and not losing his breath.
Yeah.
It made me feel like, man, I need to get out and jog or do something. I mean, it just don't make sense to be able to perform like he does. And his pitch is perfect. Yeah, I mean, he's great.
Okay.
He's Michael Jackson great.
Okay.
He's Prince great. He's there with them cats.
I don't want to give up the dates, but it was a long, long time ago. I fought a couple guys on Mare Island in Vallejo, California. It used to be a military base. Of course, Mare Island is going to be the site of the average white band, can function, Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, and of course, Morris Day and the Times, September the 9th, 2023, of course, Vallejo, California. You're coming out here. They tell me the show's like almost sold out. Is it sold out? What's going on with that?
No, I believe the show is completely sold out. I believe it's sold out. So,
with a lineup like that, we're talking four super bands.
Man, and let me tell you what, I can't wait. I'm excited about it myself because I'm a fan of music and a band. I've never seen Morris Day and the Time before, so I'm excited about that. We were with Confunction a couple of weeks ago. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of theirs. And
Felton Pilot and Michael Cooper.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they're still getting along. I remember, like, you know, they're from Vallejo, California, so I sort of knew what they were about. I remember a couple of times where they were growling at each other. It's like Emilio and guys growling at each other on stage.
And, you know, it's funny. Felton Pilot, I was in the airport maybe a year ago, and this guy behind me sees an average white band thing in my bag. He says, "What you know about that band?" We get into a conversation, and he tells me who he is, and he said he was flying out to Vegas that day because Bruno Mars covered his song Love Train, you know, and we exchanged numbers and everything. But yeah, I mean, their music that was old is current again. You know, they're a great band, written a bunch of great songs. I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to do it. I'm going to be the first one there at the place. I'll be there for their sound check. I'm going to be there for everything. I can't wait to watch the show.
You know, I remember one time I was with the Dramatics, Ron Banks and the Dramatics. We were kicking it in Hayward, California, and they blew off the sound check. You know, because we were smoking weed. They blew off the sound check. And the sound was off, and the sound was terrible. And, oh, man, they wanted to get off the stage. Like, oh, they were freaking out.
Well, no, that's one thing we don't do. You cannot blow off the sound check. We would definitely do that. But when you have bands like that, I mean, I'm hoping that Morris Day does a sound check, because a lot of times cats like that, he's big time. Somebody else will do the sound check for him. But I can't wait to see them. I'm really, really excited about that show. As many years as I've been doing this, I still get excited about, you know, being around. I'm a fan, you know, and meeting. I can't wait to, like, you know, I don't ask people to take pictures. I'm going to be there just like I'm an audience waiting online. I'm going to ask Lydia Pence, can I take a picture with you? Morris Day and the Time. I'm going to ask if I can take pictures with them. I mean, this is a big deal for me. I mean, I would actually buy a ticket to this show if I wasn't in it.
You,
I would try to sneak back there to meet the people who take pictures with
you. You know what's sort of cool about Lydia Pence is that I introduced her in the 90s and the 80s at different events, both in Foster City and Redwood City, the Redwood City Fox Theater, and, of course, here in San Francisco, the Pier 39 Theater. So her and I go back a ways, too. This is going to be a memorable event. You're coming out. Of course, I'll get to see Lydia, and, of course, maybe I'll get to introduce the
band.
So
you can introduce me to her, then. I think she sang on some old Tower Power records, too.
Yeah, she sang on some old Tower Power records. Of course, Emilio had her together. That was back in the early 1970s.
Exactly.
It was Cold Blood. That was her band.
Right.
And her band.
Exactly. I always wanted her to come to a show, but I never met her the whole time I was in Tower Power. So this time I finally get a chance to meet her.
I don't think you can get her out unless she's at a show for her own self. I mean, that's...
Oh, okay.
I mean, because I live here in the Bay Area, and we don't get to see her unless she's at a gig.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to introduce me to her, and you can ask, so I don't have to be fanboy. You can ask her if she'll take a picture of your friend.
Good enough, my brother. I won't see you soon. September 9th, Average White Band, Vallejo, California.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it, bro.
Thank you so much. The great Brent Carter, folks. What can I say when it comes to singing? Brent is a man, no doubt about it. The voice, the great voice of Brent Carter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merch, of course, talking about the wire-haired wonder and the former president, number 45 himself. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We go back to our Sunday shot caller. Of course, he was with us in hour number one. We bring him back in hour number two. Tommy D, we've got the heavyweight championship coming up to an extent next week, next Saturday. But it's the heavyweight championship with an asterisk next to it because isn't Tyson Fury the linear world heavyweight champion?
That's correct. You know, Tyson Fury is the lineal world champion, but Mr. Fury doesn't want to fight Usyk. Usyk has been calling for the fight, and Usyk, and Tyson Fury decided to take on Ngannou instead.
Didn't Usyk give up two of his kids?
As far as I know, I'm not too sure about that.
No, I'm serious. Not so. I mean, Usyk. I was of the impression Usyk said they said like 20%, 20, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
He kept saying okay, and they kept saying, well, Usyk doesn't want to do the fight. In fact, I think the WBC jumped in and said that Usyk doesn't want to do the fight. Usyk's going to make more money in that fight than he ever does in his entire life. So why not have that fight? Plus, little guys give Tyson Fury trouble, according to Kenny Rainford, Sir Kenneth Rainford, my ace over there in the UK.
Yeah. Remember the fight with Tyson Fury had with Cunningham? Cunningham was a smaller guy from a smaller division. And, yeah, although Fury ended up stopping him, but Cunningham knocked him down. And he looked, you know, he hurt Fury. Okay. So he does have trouble with smaller guys. Usyk, Otto Wallin was another guy he had trouble with.
36 years old is Usyk, of course, unbeaten, former cruiserweight champion out of the Ukraine. Of course, 25 years old is Dubois, of course, coming to us out of the UK. What's the difference between these two guys here? One's a heavyweight and one's maybe a junior heavyweight?
Junior heavyweight from the cruiserweight division. You know, Dubois has been a heavyweight pretty much his whole career. You know, he's a big puncher. Although he doesn't really move as much. He's not as a big mover like the Cat in Usyk. You know, Usyk can box and he can hit you from different angles. You know, I expect him to give him trouble. Dubois' last fight, he didn't look good at all. You know, although he stopped the guy, you know, he was knocked down three times in the first round.
You know, just from personal experience, if you give me an advantage over a guy, a size advantage over a guy, I'm going to kick the snot out of him usually. Even if I'm of lesser talent, eventually my strength and my will is going to be able to impose that upon him. You feel where I'm coming on that?
Yeah, I totally get that. Okay. And Dubois said this.
And I understand that. And why can't guys do that? I mean, here's a look. If I was Tyson Fury, I mean, I would be pushing that little guy all over the ring. I mean, get him off me, pop. Get off me, pop. I mean, it seems like an easy fight.
It should be. It absolutely should be. And that's why I don't understand why, you know, Fury wouldn't, you know, want to make that fight.
Well, Fury's going to catch hell, I think, with with Francis Ngannou. Ngannou can punch. If Ngannou hits him, he's going to wake up. And, of course, maybe on his back. I'm not sure if it'll be on his back. But the bottom line is Ngannou throws short shots. He's not one of those guys like Deontay Wilder that throws those long right hands. In other words, his punch has only got to travel 10 inches.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
Plus, Tyson's taking care of him.
Tyson is taking care of him. You're real confident about this fight, are you?
Well,
I just don't see it, honestly. I really don't. I don't think Fury's going to have any trouble with this guy.
See, here's what's up. If Fury has problems with these little guys, he's scared of these little guys. I think this big guy's I think he's finally met his match. If Ngannou hits him on the chin, if Ngannou hits him on the chin squarely and early, I think he'll go.
Yeah, I can see that. But he's got to land. He's got to make the best of whatever shot he can land.
Okay,
I expect Fury to be coming in box.
All right, let's go back and talk about something we talked about just a little bit now. Number one, Terrence Crawford's willing to commit to greatness. He wants to fight Canelo Alvarez, 168 pounds. We ran a tape of course him talking about that earlier, and Canelo saying he's too small, this and that. Is that would that be a realistic fight?
I think it's realistic. Whether or not they both actually mean it and would make the fight, it's a different story. I think Bud would really be up for it and challenge and take on greatness.
You know, I saw a picture of Canelo and it looks like he was a Weight Watchers still.
Yeah, he did look like he needed to lose a lot of weight.
You see, and here's he's got to lose all this weight in a month too, and he'll be in great shape. Sock said Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, expects him to be in the best shape since the Caleb Plant fight. Maybe, but man, when you're that fat, I take that back, when you're that heavy and you're taking off weight, listen, Roberto Duran went to camp twice, went to camp a lot of times, but two times in particular, the second Ray Leonard camp and the Thomas Hearns camp. He went to camp over 200 pounds, had to come down 50 pounds, and he got drilled both times.
Yeah. Well, the second fight with Leonard, there was a lot of politics in that one, and Leonard, you know, he wanted to fight right away. Duran was celebrating and happy, partying.
But
here's what's up.
But what Mike Trainor did was Mike Trainor was Sugar Ray Leonard's brains. He sent a spy down to Panama. He saw Roberto Duran playing the timbales and the congas with his big beer belly. He had this big beer belly. I saw the picture. Duran's got this big, huge gut. Okay? So Mike Trainor says, okay, I'm going to offer him 10 times more than he's ever made in his life. So instead of making $1.5 million, he goes, I'll give you $8 million. You got to take the fight November 25th. Duran said, I'll cut off an arm to make that kind of money.
Yeah, do you blame him?
Yeah, I do, because the bottom line is he was on top at that point in time. He was the champion.
He should have
been calling the shots. I mean, he let Leonard out negotiate him in that fight. The size of the ring was 24-foot square ring. That's like a backyard.
And that's why I mentioned the politics. He gave Leonard all the, you know, he basically made Leonard the A-side, you know. And Leonard made all the decisions, and, you know, smaller ring. I mean, a bigger ring. So this way, you know, Leonard could run and move around.
Man, I will say that, though. The first fight, though, that was a man-making fight. The shots that Durant hit him with, especially starting in the second round, left hooks, straight right hands. I'll never forget what Marvin Hagler told me. Marvin Hagler never Marvin Hagler never complimented anybody around me. Anybody. Nobody. I mean, but I'm on my, you know what he said? He said, Durant, he got a good sneaky right hand. Because Durant busted him up in that fight.
Yeah, he did. And if you saw his face, if you saw Leonard's facial expressions, you know, that told the story too.
Yeah,
you know? But to Leonard's credit, he came on later on in that fight.
But Ray Leonard was the consummate, how can I put this? He knew when to pick guys. You know what I'm saying? In other words, he waited until Martin. Yeah. He waited like 2.5 years after Durant came so close to beating him. In fact, Durant was ahead, believe it or not, after 12 rounds in that fight with Marvin Hagler in 1884. Of course, it would be 2.5 years before Ray Leonard would fight him in April of 1987. But by that point in time, he had fought, I think, Mugabe and Hearn. So, mm-hmm. I mean, Marvin was done.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think Hagler said after the Mugabe fight, they were taking all of his gloves. He's something like, am I done? Am I done? Something like that. He was questioning himself then.
Wow. I did not know that.
Good guy to be around, though, in the gym. I mean, set the perfect example, man. He did nothing but work. He did nothing. I mean, one time he hit the sparring partner so hard in Johnny Taco's gym with a right hook to the body, I thought the guy was going to die. He laid there for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they basically could have carted him out, but they didn't. Marvin had respect, and, you know, Marvin stood there and was patient, this and that, but they waited until they slid that guy underneath the ropes and brought another sparring partner in. Marvin didn't play, bro. Just like you don't
Marvin
play.
Nah, I don't play. But let me ask you a question. Now we bring on these guys back then, those four guys that they talk about, Hearns, Leonard, Durant, and Hagler. You know, what do you think of Benitez as being like the fifth guy in that? Like, he fought three of those guys.
How can you say that when I sparred with him and I did very well?
You did very well against
him?
Very
well against him, and that was in 1984. Right. I was preparing for the Western Olympic trials. He was here in San Francisco, and I lit him up in the second round. We had two rounds. I lit him up in the second round.
Lit him up like
a White House Christmas tree. He never got out the corner. And I mean, I'm not talking Mustafa Hamsho style with powerful shots. I just mean pop, 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 moving around, pop, pop, pop. I just kept it up. And he stayed there in the corner. So, you know, my trainer said, I was scared of him the first round. And they said, you're embarrassing everybody here in the gym. I'm going to leave. Pull some Teddy out of this type of crap on me. So I went out there and went to work in the second round. And that was the last time we saw Benitez.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
He left town a week later. Move, yeah. Tommy Diego, I'm running up on a hard break. We'll see you next Sunday.
You got it, bro. Thank you.
Tommy D, folks. That's right. He is the shot caller on Sunday for Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Let the music play. That's one of my favorite Tower of Power hits, no doubt about that. With Larry Braggs on lead, of course, that was 2004, I believe, with the last album. Do they still do albums? Bottom line is, they did something a couple years ago. They called it a record drop. But the bottom line is, of course, that was a Tower of Power album. I think it was called The Oakland Zone 2004. It was on Tower of Power Records. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Being a little difficult, Jake Stitcher-Ander trying to hook up with him as I speak. Of course, he cut man to the stars. We'll talk with him in just a minute. Of course, the fight with Usyk and Dubois will be on ESPN next week. Of course, that's promoted by K2 Promotions in association with Queensberry. The bottom line is Usyk and Dubois. Of course, it should be a good heavyweight fight. I mean, and guess what? ESPN Plus here in the United States, of course, if you don't have it yet, you should have it. It's like $5.99 or $6 or $7 a month, something like that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the ESPN Plus is definitely worth the price of admission. Straight up, we're ready to go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's bring it to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, and bring him on, man, Jacob Stitcher-Ander, the Hall of Fame cut man. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm loving life as usual, Pedro. Thanks for having me on, man. What a better way to spend Sunday than talking boxing with you.
Okay, how's your lovely wife?
Oh, she's good, man. Yeah. She's preparing something for me to eat once I get off, and she's lovely, man. Okay. Gotta thank God for having her, because she's the one that has kept me grounded and kept me here.
Lucky you. Fortunate, you know, yes, that about that. It was the winning lottery ticket a long time ago. Now, let's talk about Nate Diaz and Jake Paul. Now, first of all, Jake Paul is not the greatest fighter in the world, but I'm a Jake Paul fan because he pays people underneath him. In other words, everybody around him makes money.
Yeah, hey, I tell you what, it's the best fun I've had in a long time, man. And the thing about it, I mean, I'm like you. You know, Jake Paul and Logan Paul. I know them both. I've worked against them. And just good kids, you know. And Nate Diaz, working with him was like going back in the past, man. And working with the 209 together. And, you know, he always gets cut. And one of the journalists during the press conference says, "And this fight, you didn't get cut." You know, and so that was kind of nice. But, no, I had a fun time, Pedro. No,
I know, but Nate smokes a lot of weed. Was he vaping between rounds?
No, he kept that to himself. Actually, I didn't see him smoke a joint till after the fight.
And, listen, you smoke a joint. I remember Phil Anselmo, the patent racist, of course, the lead singer of Pantera, he told me he was going to smoke. I was doing some bodyguard work from him at one point in time. Anyway, and I walked away from that. But the bottom line is, he was going to smoke a joint on stage in Dallas, Texas, and I told him I didn't think that was a smart idea in the 90s.
Yeah, not in Dallas. Yeah, boy. He's still be in prison.
Okay, so let's go back to Jake Paul. He went 10 rounds. Everybody underneath him made money. Amanda Serrano says he's the greatest thing that's ever happened to her. I mean, you can't say enough positive things about him. I mean, I'm not convinced he's going to the International Boxing Hall of Fame as the next Rocky Marciano, but the bottom line is I think he's good for the game.
Man, I've always thought that from get-go. You know, like I say, I knew him early on when KSI fought Logan Paul and met the whole family, and, you know, what they bring to the table is exceptional. You know, there was one fight that was canceled, and he paid everybody what they were due, you know. So, and then trying to with the UFC, you know, just reading where the minimum wage is $12,500 for fighters. He wants to make it $50,000, and he says the reason why is, you know, these guys could pay for nutrition, they could pay for the gyms, they could pay for the coaches, they could pay for whatever, and $50,000 in a year would cost the UFC $20 million, and they make $3 billion.
Oh, hold on. Today is worst person in the world, Dana White. Every week in and week out, he is the worst person in the world. The reason why I say that is there is no bigger pimp on the planet when it comes to exploiting people. I'll tell you what, guys in the Tenderloin, pimping hoes here in San Francisco, have more compassion than Dana White.
Yeah, he's pretty much as straight as you could be when it comes to personalities, bro. You know, I remember we were in Brazil one time, and they were doing the reality show also, and he was going to walk out where behind the curtains, and I asked him how his dad was doing. F him. You know, I don't talk to him. I said, wow, man, you know, that's the kind of person he is.
Well, you know, but here's what's up. I mean, the fact you just brought up, the fact what a minimum is $12,500. In other words, you got to train, possibly get your ass whooped for three five-minute rounds, or win 3 5-minute rounds, flip of the coin, for 12.5?
Yeah. And Jake Paul's kind of bringing up, you know, give these guys $50,000. That way they can handle everything. And you know what it's like, Feather, when you go to the gym, you got your trainers, you got your nutrition, you got everything that you got to pay for.
You got
and
the child support, you got the old lady. I mean, you got to eat at home, you got to pay rent.
Yeah. And, you know, keep in mind, just, you know, coaches and taxes and everything, for the most part, 50% of what you make.
Okay. How much can you officially or approximately how much money Nate Diaz made for the Jake Paul encounter?
Yeah, you know, Zach Rosenfeld, and I got to give these guys credit. Nate, I'm really impressed with the business practices that he has. But, you know, he co-promoted this with Jake Paul. And Zach Rosenfeld, which is his agent, so to speak, did a tremendous job, Pedro. So he made a quote that Nate made anywhere from $15 to $20 million.
Oh, come on!
Pay-per-views, merchandise, everything that went with sponsorships, everything. He negotiated that and made anywhere from $15 to $20 million. That's a quote.
Oh my God! I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know what. Listen, $20 million, and Nate's going to have more weed than you can ever. I mean, if he thought it was good, if he thought the ganja was good before and it was plentiful, with $20 million, he's going to own the world.
Yeah. You know, and Pedro, let me give you some little insight. Because, you know, I got there 2 weeks before the fight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I wrapped his hands, and we went through business, and we're talking, right? But Nate has really done a tremendous job with his business. He has houses. He has, you know, real estate. He has investments.
Yep.
And he's taken that route and has done very extremely well, you know. So props to him, man. You know, and the thing about it, I don't see that in boxing. At a high level where guys are, you know, investing for the long-term future. Nate does that.
Well, back to Jake Paul. I mean, Amanda Serrano made like $25,000 in her entire life as far as her entire biggest purse was concerned. The first fight with him, she made $125,000. Eventually, she made $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her. And it's that way, Pedro. You know, and show you Jake's personality. My grandkids, I knew he was training at Bones Addles Gym, and my grandkids were big fans. And they're young kids, you know, they were like 7 and 8 years old. It was birthday, so he met with them and gave them, you know, a hug and all that, and happy birthday. And he didn't have to do that, you know, but he did.
Okay. Currently in Las Vegas, there's a top-ranked gym. I was driving around Vegas a couple weeks ago. I found boxing gyms, little tiny box hole-in-the-wall boxing gyms all over the place. How many gyms are there approximately?
You know, there's quite a few gyms, you know, outside of MMA gyms, but you got Top Rank, you got Mayweather's gym, you got City Boxing, you got Bones Addams gym, you got Solace's gym, you got DLX. Those are the primary boxing gyms. Of course, you know, you have Randy Couture's gym, and you got Syndicate, and you got other gyms. Gyms are not lacking in Las Vegas.
Isn't Mayweather's gym right in the same building as the strip club?
No, it's right in Chinatown.
Okay, because you saw the strip club, right? I mean, I went by there a couple of weeks ago. Mayweather's got his own strip club down there.
Yeah, that's one what I understand. You know, out of my, yeah, not my problem, bro. I stay away from stuff like that.
All right. You know, Terrence Crawford is talking about maybe biting off too much in the minds of some people, but he wants to step up to 168 pounds to fight the winner of the Charlo Canelo fight. Of course, that's going to take place September 30th in Las Vegas. Is he reaching too far?
You know, good question. I remember Roger Mayweather years ago says, you know, it's not the weight that makes the difference. It's the style of fighting that makes a difference. And I thought, wow, that's such a true statement. Yeah, I think he could hang, you know, with today's nutrition and everything. And I could, you know, he could pick up. Not to say he has to come in at that weight, but, you know, to fight somebody at that weight, I think it's practical.
Okay, question for Jacob Stitcher and the Cut Man of the Stars. How do you stop a cut? I mean, I'm bleeding. What are you doing? I sit down. What do you do? Say hello?
Cold, direct pressure, bro. That's all you got to do. Is if you notice, when I work on cuts, the first thing I do is I have a small towel, and I'll go and I'll pinch that cut, right? Because keep in mind, Pedro, is blood coagulates itself. So how many times have you got cut and you put pressure on your cut, and then a minute later it stops, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what you do if you don't have no medications or anything. Cold, direct pressure, man, or just squeeze it, you know, as long as you can. And same thing with a nosebleed, you know, on the outside, just press towards the center of the nose, and you'll stop most bleeding.
Okay, you and I are both of the opinion to stop it sooner rather than later, correct?
100%.
Okay. Do you think Oscar Valdez's people should have sent him out last week?
You know, Pedro, I don't. It was horrible. It shouldn't have happened at that level of fight. It really, I had people that were messaging me and saying that nothing was done in the corner to protect his eye.
Time out. This is Eddie Reynoso, supposedly the baddest dude in pound for pound in the corner these days.
That's what makes it irritating, is that at that level of fighting, you know, to not address something like that early on. I tell these fighters, Pedro, that I'm going to keep eyes on you every round. I'm not going to wait till you start swelling. I'm going to do a lot of preventive maintenance. And, you know, my job is for you to walk out as handsome as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that was done. And God, I just, it bothers me till this day to have seen Oscar Valdez go through that when he didn't have to.
I throw stuff at the TV. Like my pen, you know, I'll be sitting there taking notes. I throw my pen at the TV. I must have thrown the pen two or three times at the TV. I was saying, please stop this fight. And the reason why is that he's a proud young man. He's an intelligent young man. He's articulate. This and that. We don't want to see him take unnecessary damage. I mean, the fight was over. He wasn't going to win that fight.
No, 100%. And then now let me add another one. I was looking at Anthony Joshua with Elena.
Yeah.
Both corners were horrible. Horrible. I sent a message to a friend of mine. I said, look, you tell Anthony Joshua that he needs to get a cut, man, because what this guy did was nothing. And then same thing with Helenius. The guy's putting the swab in his mouth. I mean, it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen at this level, Pedro.
He put the swab in his mouth?
Yeah. I tell these young fighters, I said, look, if the cut man you want to get puts the swab in his mouth or in his ear, get another cut man. And then also, I also say, you know, ask him, and ask, Pedro, you ask people, what does the adrenaline chloride 1-1000 do? That's the medication we use on the swab.
Mm-hmm.
And if the guy tells you it's coagulant, well, get another cut man, because that medication is what they call a vessel constrictor. And when you put it on the cut, it absorbs into the vessels and it closes them up. That's the function behind it. So they tell you it's a coagulant, get another cut, man.
What does this say about my tenure in the boxing community when I knew Eddie the Clot Aliano?
That says a lot. You know, he had the clot. I love it because he had the clot. I'm stitch. He had the clot.
No, listen, he used more. He used that Moncel solution. He used the illegal stuff all the time.
You know, and I worked with Livingstone Bramble, and this was in Minnesota. And this guy got a big old cut on his cheek. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's a big old ass cut. They're going to stop it. Well, no, the guy, it stopped bleeding. And I saw him about a year later in Vegas, and I asked him about the cut. And he said he had to go to the doctor, and they had to cut that that burnt tissue out that Moncel solution created.
Just like they did with Iran Barkley before the Duran fight.
That's why they don't let people use it anymore.
Yeah. anyway, bottom line is you're a class act. Kiss the wife, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Same with you, Pedro. We'll do it again.
The great Jacob Stitched Around, Cut Man to the Stars. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. The impeccable one, take it away.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How do you get psyched up for a fight?
Well, you know, isolation is big for me, you know. Yeah. Getting away from my family, my friends, close friends, etc. Putting myself in jail is the way that I call it.
Yeah?
And I'm looking forward to getting out of there, really. Hello, no vacation.
No friends, no family?
No, nothing. It worked very, very reasonable for me. Some fighters are different. They have to have a lot of people around them, yeah, and a lot of action going on. Myself, I basically just want to concentrate just on my opponent and get my conditioning together.
Anyway, it's always great to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler, may he rest in peace, of course, passed March 13, 2021 at the age of 66 years old. Of course, 62-3, never been knocked out. The three losses, of course, two of the three losses he avenged, but that third loss, of course, his last fight to Ray Charles Leonard, April of 1987, he wouldn't avenge that one. Of course, he was old at that point in time. 62-3, two draws, 52 KOs, the undisputed world middleweight champion, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, may he rest in peace. Now, boxing odds for next week, of course, Oleg Usyk and Danny Dubois. I forgot to ask Tommy D how that fight ended up in Poland, but the bottom line is Usyk is like a minus 1,100 favorite, so you have to bet like like $1,100 to like win $100. No, that's for $1,100 to get back $1,200 on Oleg Usyk. On Dubois, it's plus $650. So you bet down $100, you get back $750. Good luck on that one. Liam Smith minus $170 against Chris Eubank Jr. plus $130. Moving up the line, of course, Zio Zhang. I sort of like this fight. The Chinese giant, man, juggernaut. They call him the juggernaut. I do, because Joe Joyce is not the juggernaut. Joe Joyce is the favorite in this fight. I take that back. Minus 105 for Joe Joyce, minus 120 for Zil Zhang. Zil Zhang won the first fight. I think he might win the second fight. In fact, I'm hoping he wins the second fight, because I think it would be an inspiration for the Chinese people to have a great heavyweight and on the world scene as far as professional concerned. This will take Chinese boxing to another level. Of course, I know a little bit about Chinese boxing, having been the first one to ever broadcast professional boxing from the People's Republic of China. Of course, after the takeover of Mao Zedong in 1949, the communist takeover in 1993, me and my crew, we hit Beijing. We had the brawl at the wall. Of course, Leonzo Barber defending the WBO light heavyweight title, but that was a card put together by Bob Arum and the late Harold Smith. It was a wonderful event, no doubt about that. I think a lot of people had a great time over there. We went back in 1994 and did another event, of course, in Macau, but the bottom line is that first fight, it was history, no doubt about the brawl at the wall. Muhammad Ali was there, one of the great times I got to spend with him. Straight up, it was a fantastic event. February 1993. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The producer on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. We thank him so much. I want to thank my producers down there, Veev TV and WBC TV, of course, in Dallas, Texas. We'll talk about Daniela Jackamon and, of course, Double J, John Jackamon. The bottom line is, we're kicking ass, knocking out all bums. And if you don't know it by now, what can I say? You're lost. This is WBC TV. My name is Pedro Fernandez.